Welcome to the Elemental Awakening.
What's up, guys? G here, still in Costa Rica, still having the week of my life again. And in one of the last videos, I talked about my Tuesday night experience. Was it Tuesday night?
Yeah, it was Tuesday night. Yeah.
Tuesday night experience where I cried. I became a panther. I got a panther heart, which is a pretty interesting experience. And at some point in the night, I heard some screams coming from the other side. And I wasn't sure what it was at first. And I made my way out and I noticed that someone was having an episode. I was a little bit worried at first, and I slowly started to pick up that it was someone that I knew, as they were saying, "Nicholas, calm down. Nicholas, open your eyes." And I came closer, I sat beside, and eventually was helping them to sort of try to communicate to someone who was uncommunicable because they were so deep in an experience. But I could see the smile on his face, so I knew that it was something good. And yeah, so that was my friend Nicholas. And me and Nick met actually a couple of years ago at an Elliott Hulse event in Florida. It was a grounding camp. And you know, there's sometimes where you just sort of automatically get drawn to people. And I feel like it was one day at lunch where we sat beside each other and we just had a great conversation and really connected. And next thing you knew, I was heading to LA to do a weekend retreat. And I noticed on his Facebook, he had just moved out to LA. And so I invited him, and next thing you know, we were hanging out in LA.
Cooking in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. And which led to an Ibiza retreat, which then led to this. And I'm so grateful to really get to know you this last year. Mm. And yeah, tell me about yourself and how you got to here.
Yeah, Tuesday night. Okay, ayahuasca, yeah.
We can talk a bit more about you.
Yeah, so it's a beautiful journey. Just meeting you and how things have evolved and yeah, like real phenomenal brother, you know, more than a friend. But very grateful. And so basically, yeah, I'm a meditation teacher and a self-mastery coach. And one of the things that I'm just so passionate about is love, the topic of love, self-love, and expansion of consciousness. And so I guess when you're in that space and then you hear about ayahuasca, a lot of my friends had been doing ayahuasca and I loved how connected they seemed to their words, how clear and like profound they spoke. And you know, being a teacher, I think most teachers will want to strive for mastery of teaching, and part of mastery is, you know, being able to get your message across in the least amount of words possible. Well, not necessarily the least amount of words, but just so coherent, the message, so clear. And that was one of the things that I wanted to keep on improving with me and myself. And yeah, so I've always been deeply drawn to tribal indigenous wisdom. You know, I grew up in Australia, Aboriginals, there had some deep tribal wisdom that has been lost, unfortunately. I wanted to just reconnect with that because I think it's the most authentic wisdom out there. And so when I heard about ayahuasca, I was like, yeah, I'm definitely going to do it at some point in my life. I didn't know when. It had to be in the flow. Whenever it was in the flow. I didn't need to have it right now or next week or next year. If it was in the flow, it was in the flow. Sure enough, Giovanni here tells me about heading to Rhythmia in Costa Rica, which is a special place for me. I've been here now, I think, four times. Very special energy, calming. Basically, Giovanni said, I'm going to be teaching a week at Rhythmia. You have to come. It's an amazing place. And at first, I was like, oh, I don't know how to swing it with work and take time off work. And Giovanni's like, you know, you're going to be so much better after and coming out so much more powerful, you know, and clear and just ready to rock it. I'm like, yeah, I know, you're right. So I said, let me get back to you tomorrow. Let me see if I can do logistics. Sure enough, came through and I'm like, yep, let's do it. So that was just so, talk about in the flow, which when I think of you, I always think of flow. You know, the retreats that we hosted, it was just very flowing and it was just perfect. So very much a vibration alignment. So then, bringing it to here at Rhythmia, the Tuesday night was a major breakthrough night. Monday was a beautiful night, my first night on ayahuasca. I didn't purge. It was just very blissful and very enlightening, a lot of wisdom coming through. Then the second night, my intention was to trust, firstly, trust myself, or show me what trust means, show me what trust is, teach me how to trust. That was my first intention. And the second intention was my body had been bruised and battered from playing many years of football and running. And so I asked Mother Ayahuasca, Mother Aya, to please heal my body, heal my knees in particular, heal my my neck and my back alignment. My hips just felt a bit misaligned. Bless you.
Thank you.
So yeah, so that was my intention. So trust. Bless you.
Thank you.
Trust and heal my body. And after drinking my second cup of ayahuasca, the first cup was just, you know, quite mellow, just sort of integrating into the system. The second cup, whooshka, really got a hold of me. So I remember going outside to the fire, and as I'm at the fire, I just start just bouncing a little bit, just feeling my feet in the ground, just bouncing a little bit of movement side to side, get the arms going, just, and I started just moving my breath. 1, 2, 3, 4 inhales, and then 4 exhales. So this started to flow, the breath, the movement. I could hear a bit of the music inside as well. All of a sudden, I'm really starting to get in the zone. And one of the helpers thought that I was getting a bit close to the fire. So she guided me away towards the grass. And lo and behold, this was probably the most magical thing, because all of a sudden I went from having my feet on the concrete to my feet in nature, in grass. And I was like, oh, this is my natural habitat. And you know, growing up, my dad played for the Richmond Tigers, which was an Australian football team, professional football team, Australian football. And yeah, so growing up, we had Tigers paintings all over our home. And so Tigers are just very special for me and my whole family. And so literally, I felt like I was a tiger in the jungle. And so next thing you know, I'm still doing that sort of tribal, it sort of reminded me of like African tribal dance, you know, what they'll do in tribes, and just really letting loose the legs, the arms. Next thing you know, I'm on all fours, like a cat, like a tiger. And now I'm just really getting up close and personal with the ground. And and next thing you know, I'm flat now on my stomach on the ground, laying out, and just inhaling the vibrations of nature, inhaling the vibrations of the universe, and just flowing through me. Felt full alignment, the circular breath. It was, next thing you know, like I'm starting to, like my hips are thrusting into the ground. So basically, like I was humping the ground and the ground was humping me back, you know, nature was just the flow. And someone at one point mentioned that they saw me in my process swimming through the grass. The grass is not long, it was very thin grass. So this is quite a challenging thing to do, I would say. So it would have looked very odd. And someone moving, swimming. I think they said maybe about 20 meter radius that I went around swimming. And because I had my eyes closed the whole time of this, and I don't know how long it would have been from when you heard the first screeches.
It's about an hour.
So I had my eyes closed the whole time, lost total track of time. But I'm swimming in the grass, and then I love to surf as well. I'm not very good yet, but I'm getting there. And so I did feel like I was surfing, so that sort of makes sense. I sort of felt like I was in the water. Bruce Lee came up in my experience, and he's all about be fluid, be like water. So I love his wisdom. And yeah, next thing you know, I'm on my back now, laid back, and my body is just like, I'm dancing on the ground though, horizontally. and pretty aggressively though. My whole body is just going every which way, to the point where now I'm like back humping the ground, the grass. And then a lot of the shamans came and the facilitators, just to make sure that I didn't hurt myself, which I've got a little a scratch on my nose and a bit of a bump because I think my head did hit the ground, but it was grass and it was all fine. But they were checking in on me. So at one point I had my arms on the ground, laid down in the grass and my legs straight out. And I was being a bit, I didn't know what I was saying, but some stuff was coming out, like was, screeches and noises. Like... Sounded like a horse.
Oh, yeah.
All the sounds. So they...
So when I came out, he was actually, they were holding him down. They had his legs tied, his arms held down, and his head was just flopping back and forth, and he had this biggest smile on his face. And they were doing it out of safety precaution, because apparently before that, when he was swimming, he was rolling, he was crawling, he was just moving all over that grass, and they were afraid he might hit his head or hurt someone else.
Yeah.
So they wanted to just try to contain him a little bit. But it's interesting how, like, from the outside, it might look like this guy's having the worst experience of his life. But meanwhile, you know, me and some of the others were like, I'm envious. I would love to experience whatever he's experiencing right now.
Yeah, well, it was, I'm glad you mentioned that. It was pure bliss the whole way through. I had a big smile on my face. I felt like so connected to Source, to God, to Mother Ayahuasca, to all of the ascended masters, all of the gurus, Jesus, Osho, Bruce Lee, all of the masters, you know, all of their wisdom. I felt like I was in like a sun. I felt as powerful as the sun, the energy of the sun. I felt that was my light. And I felt my teacher, Johnny, with me. He also loves to dance, right? He's one of the just most, I mean, I remember seeing him first dance and I was like, this guy is so authentically himself and just his moves are great. And he's a very enlightened meditation teacher. So I'm like, this guy is the man who I want to learn from. My sister was in my presence, you know, she's loves to dance and she's a movement therapist and Pilates instructor. And my dad, who's, you know, is an athlete, a great athlete in Australia, he was in my presence. And I was just thinking that they were all loving me, being my inner child, being me, authentically me, Nicholas. And it felt great. I was playing. And it was so fun, dancing. Now, as I was strapped down though, because they didn't want me to hurt myself, at one point, yeah, it felt restrictive. One of the things I teach in meditation is effortlessness and don't resist. When thoughts come, don't resist the thoughts. So I put into action what I teach, which was, my initial instinct was to be like, let go of me, let go and resist their attempting to just calm me down. But then I just switched and I took a big deep breath in and was like, don't resist, be effortless. Became effortless, I quietened down, I went into a meditation state. The whole time I was in a deep meditation, by the way, I was very aware of everything that was going on, which was beautiful. And I felt very calm. And what was cool was I went from this highly stimulated state to very calm state, just like that. Boom, relax. And literally I felt, as I was lying down on the grass with my arms out like this and my legs straight, I felt like Jesus on the cross, but I was actually in the grass. So I was Nicholas in the grass, like a sun, this energy of the sun just pulsating out of me, so much energy and love. And all of, yeah, I saw like a picture on like Forbes magazine or like Time, you know, man of the year for like, for in the embodiment of love and nature. and that, it was just beautiful. And then when I opened my eyes, Giovanni was sitting, you know, there just above me, and that was the first face I see. And then Tati,
yeah.
Tati, who was just so magical, and her presence
we
was...
We delivered you.
Yes.
We delivered you. It was like giving birth to a baby. Your head was all sweaty. You were trying to hold it so you wouldn't hurt yourself. Come on, Nicholas. You can do it. Open your eyes. Eventually, we just left you and you calmed down on your own, and you opened, and yeah, it was magical. Magical.
Great experience.
And so how was the rest of your week? Like, what was your biggest takeaway from the whole week? Like, what would you say?
So, that night then was trust. The intention was for trust. Show me what trust was. I really started to trust in myself, trust in what the words are coming out, trust that it's perfect, trust my actions or the instinct to do that,
trust that it's perfect. That was huge because, you know, I'm a Gemini. Geminis are renowned to the twins, right? So you think with your mind and your heart and you get confused. So that was a big takeaway for me, just fully trusting now, not second guessing anything. That's a big, big thing. A lot of energy wasted on second guessing. Is this right? Is this not right? Nah, now I just act. The instinct comes, the wisdom, boom, act, inflow. So that was a huge takeaway. Trusting, I lost my necklace and my top in that experience. I left things everywhere. I trusted again. I couldn't find them, but I trusted that they were going to come back. They did.
No, mine didn't come back. I lost my glasses, my necklace.
Oh, haven't seen them?
No, it's okay.
Lost and found.
I broke my watch, but I'm going to fix that. But I'm just saying, you don't need to worry about the time. You don't need your sunglasses, and your necklace is just another thing.
Just a thing,
you know, in someone else's hands. No.
And the lesson there is let go, not attachment. And so that's what I did. I let go of dimming my light. I let go of playing small, and I really just dropped into myself. I merged with my soul, healed my heart, healed my body, and just trusting the flow and the channel and really aligned. I feel really, really aligned. So that was
amazing.
Yeah, phenomenal experience.
So, Nick's also a meditation teacher. He's got a website.
Yep, which is nickdimatina.com.
So for now, check him out. He does some really cool stuff, some meditation, some courses. Connect with him also on Instagram, Nicholas Dimatina, or Nick Dimatina. Just look it up, you'll find him. The handle might change.
Yeah.
So thanks for watching, guys. Like these videos, subscribe, like, comment, follow, connect with Nick, and there'll be more videos to come. So stay tuned. Namaste.